Pabanga tunatwamaka nawo tshini mlonga kha.
We heard of the Kaimuna Nsapu militia group for the first time when they told us to run away because they were going to kill people. After 4 or 5 days, they came back and burnt our houses.
The woman speaking in that video clip is Tfumba Soleso, a refugee from the troubled Kasai region of the Democratic Republic of the Congo, living in Angola. Fighting between the Kamuina and Nsapu militia group and the DRC army has forcibly displaced more than 1 million people, the UN says, and the violence is becoming more intense. The Angolan army has been transporting the new arrivals from border points to the Kakanda and Musunge reception centers, UNHCR says. Overcrowded, these centers are struggling to accommodate daily arrivals from DRC. Suitable sites are being identified by the local authorities to relocate refugees from these temporary centers. UNHCR's partners are pitching tents and distributing plastic sheeting to provide adequate shelter, prioritizing the most vulnerable people. Here's UNHCR's Alessandro Tello, who's at the Kakanda reception center.
People is arriving in desperate conditions. They are without water since days because they fled through the bush to cross the border. Without food, they arrive really sick. We're receiving in the last days a lot of wounded and injured people that are transported by helicopters as priority by the army and are immediately transferred at the hospital where registration happens.
Refugees presenting with severe wounds and burn injuries are transferred to a local hospital to receive urgent medical attention. Here's UNHCR's Babar Baloch.
The situation in the Democratic Republic of Congo's Kasai region is still uprooting thousands of civilians. Now in Angola, we have over 20,000 desperate refugees that have arrived in the northeastern part of Angola, majority of them arriving in desperate conditions since this April. Just in last 3 weeks, we have had more than 10,000 refugees that have arrived there. UNHCR is working with the authorities in Angola and with our partners to provide the basic necessities to these fleeing refugees. They are in desperate conditions. They are in remote parts of Angola. We are also trying to make sure that we are able to move them away from the border sites.
UNHCR has registered over 11,000 so far, 70% of whom are women and children. The agency also said it was responding, in coordination with UNICEF, to an increasing number of unaccompanied and separated children. A $6.5 million US appeal has been launched by the UN to provide immediate assistance to the refugees, including food, nutrition, health, and relief items. Ana Carmo, United Nations.